Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're back. It's the Deadcast. I'm Drew. That's Roth. And we also have Megan Greenwell with us. Say hi to everybody, Megan.
Hi, everybody.
It's time for a tradition like no other. Hello, friends. It's time for the Name of the Year Tournament Breakdown. You guys are ready to go through some names?
Let's look at some names.
I'm so ready. This was my first ever Deadcast last year, and now here I am a whole year later.
Aw, happy anniversary, Greenwell.
Thanks,
I've learned
pal.
So much about you in the past year. Name of the Year food takes suck.
My food takes are so much better than Marchman's.
Before we came on here, she said that pizza was a type of soup.
I did not say
completely
that.
Completely false. There's just no way that you can even make the argument.
You're my enemy.
Anyway, adhering to parliamentary procedure, I have not looked at the bracket prior to this podcast so that we get the gut name reaction from each one, because you never know when a Roy Spancake will catch you off guard and surprise you in a way that perhaps Taco Bia Monster does not. So Roth and Greenwell were also kind enough to not look at the bracket, and I'm going to take us through the beginning with the Bulltron Regional. You guys ready?
So ready.
Let's do it.
All right. We in the Bulltron Regional, we have number one. The number one seed is Dr. Trentington Outhouse against the 16 seed Miking War Boys. That's War Boys, W-O-R-B-O-Y-S.
Oh. Shiny and chrome.
Miking War Boys.
Dr. Trentington Outhouse is like the CEO of Big Pharma. That's great. It's
fantastic. It also somehow is like there's a distinct West Indian vibe to that name. That is impossible to pin down. Like, because it is both, like, extremely boat shoe and yet also, like a dance hall DJ.
Sure.
Do you think, Megan, that it's a given name and not a changed name?
This is always the problem with this thing. I get real nervous about changed names because last year I fell in love with one and then it turned out it was changed.
Yeah, Narwhal's Mating, probably, right?
Yes, that was
Narwhal's
exactly
Mating.
It. So I'm very nervous about any of this, which makes me distrust Trentington Outhouse.
Not me. I believe in Trentington Outhouse. Person doesn't earn their doctorate unless they're serious about their shit.
Greenwell, the 8th seed is Dejanay's Norman. against the 9th seed, Araberto Pop Can. I read it as Poop Can at first, which would have been, it would have been a one seed and breeze through the tournament than Araberto Poop Can. But it's Araberto Pop Can. Pop and can are two separate words. Which one do you like better of those two, Greenwell?
I like Dejanay's. I mean, what a classy name. Like, fantastic. It's not, Dijon would be one thing, but Dejanay's, you're like American, but still classy.
Yeah,
Drew's going to hate it because of the mayo connotation, but I don't care.
Would you actually?
No, I like the name.
All right, good. It's a beautiful name.
Plus, Norman, I believe, you know, I'm going to get this wrong, but Norman evokes France if it is not a French name outright.
Yeah.
Norman.
True.
If he was Dijonese Normandy, all the better. But number 5 seed Roth is Tushna Commissariat against the 12 seed Sincere Friends. Sincere spelled Utah style S-Y-N-C-E-R-E. So Tushna Commissariat, which is a great name, against Sincere Friends. Who do you like better in that matchup?
It's Sincere Friends. I just it's such a lovely name. Tushna Commissariat, I wanted to say it, and I've now, I think, accomplished that. Also, that is a wonderful name. I just think that, like, Sincere Friends spelled in an insincere way, plus the fact that the name is just like just a very childish expression of something nice is it, there's it's a very pure name.
I
to
totally
me.
Disagree. Tushnik Commissariat is just it just rolls off the tongue.
It makes
it's
sense
rhythmic. It's
that
beautiful.
You wouldn't care about sincerity or friendship.
No, I hate both of those things, but I really love commissariats.
I'm with Greenwell. I like Tushna better.
Tushna
is just insane. And Sincere Friends just reminds me of like a bad Wheel of Fortune puzzle solution, so I don't like it.
Yeah.
The number 4 seed Greenwell is Truman Peyote.
That's got to be changed.
Against a strong 13 seed Storm Duck. Storm Duck.
Oh, God.
Truman Peyote is such a fucking Twitter handle. Like, that's not a name.
Exactly.
That's somebody.
That's
like,
not a name. I don't trust
there.
That at all. I'm going with Storm Duck.
Yeah, Storm Duck is great. Beautiful. World's worst superhero. Just a fantastic, fantastic name. Number 6 seed Roth is Apollo Creed, all one word.
With a K.
And the Creed starts with a K. Apollo Creed Gardner against the 11 seed Toka Bad Boy. And Bad Boy is one word, just so you know.
Again, all of these, for maybe it's just that I've got Shaba Ranks disease or something. All of the best ones to me are jumping out as like crazy dance hall reggae names. Toka Bad Boy is fucking fantastic.
That is
to
really
me.
Good.
What a great fucking I want to show the nation my appreciation. Greenwell, the 3 seed, is Manchester United MacGyver going against the 14 seed Rebel Snodgrass. Who do you like?
Well, Man U is clearly fake. Rebel Snodgrass is just beautiful. It's obviously Rebel Snodgrass.
I don't know if it's fake. I think that's just a name that like somebody that cares more about soccer than their child's welfare decided to give to their actual child.
I think it's like the children named ESPN, and it's pronounced Espen.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's kind of limp fanboying. The MacGyver is actually what makes it, because...
Yeah, that's the part of it. That's how you can... I think what separates the elite names from the less elite names here is that, like, you know, the idea... Like, if your name was, like, Chad Bad Boy, that's still a pretty good name, but you get a Toka in there. You need to complete... The transaction. There needs to be a first name that wins and a last name that wins.
Counter argument, Rebel is a great name. Snodgrass is a great name. And you put them together and it's wonderful.
And that does seem like a name that somebody could have.
Oh, that's somebody's
very,
name.
Very like TV actress
They're
name.
British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's Rebel Wilson. So I'm sort of used to Rebel as a first name now. So it's not a ludicrous name in the way Storm Duck is. You know? It feels
Storm
like
Duck
a real
is
name.
Really underrated as a 13 seed.
The 7 seed Greenwell is Vinay Pimplay. I'm certain it's Pimplay because there's an accent mark over the E against the 10 seed Ionosphere Torres. So Vinay Pimplay versus Ionosphere Torres. Who you got?
Is Ionosphere a word?
Yeah. It refers to the ionosphere.
It is. Now it's a I word. Get it. Now it I get it. Wow. Vinay Pimplay. The rhyming really pushes it over the edge
for
it's me.
Unreal.
Like that has to be the winner.
Ionosphere Torres is excellent too. I would have also accepted Ozone Hernandez in that situation, but Vinay Pimplay is unreal. Something about putting an accent aigu at the end of the word pimple is just I'm not a mature enough person that I'm going to be able to just walk that off. Like I'm going to laugh every time I see it.
The ionosphere is the layer of the Earth's atmosphere that contains a high concentration of ions and free electrons and is able to reflect radio waves. It's a real layer of the Earth, just so
seems,
you know.
Seems
and a
important.
Perfect name for a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
Last matchup of the first round, Roth, is the number 2 seed Pretzel Monteclaro going against the 15 seed Terry Tickhill Terrell. Tony, Terry Tickhill Terrell.
Has done
we
it
got
again.
There?
I think it's Pretzel, but Terry Tickhill Terrell is pretty good. The more you say it, the better it gets.
Terry Tickhill Terrell.
It's a name
good.
That's also a sentence. It's an imperative.
But Pretzel, you're
Pretzel
right.
Monteclaro Pretzel is fantastic. That advances to me. But I just
it's
wanted
pure,
to. That was a spunky 15
class.
Seed. Yeah, it really is.
There's no way, if I was named Pretzel Monteclaro, there's no way I wouldn't talk with some sort of like, some sort of vague European affect.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You'd have a waistcoat that you wore all the time.
There's totally a first grader in Brooklyn named Pretzel, right?
Can't rule it out.
Yeah, I guess so. Although, like, if it was in Brooklyn, then it's going to be like some sort of pretzel modified, pretzel dumpling or something like that.
Yeah. To me, Monteclaro also does have that kind of aristocratic, like, that's a, like it's Count Pretzel Monteclaro, if you want to be technical.
Yeah, no, that's
about it.
Good. That's, yeah.
Yeah, it's a model of Lincoln, really. So, Greenwell, who do you like best in the region? Who would you have in your final four?
Oh, geez. Dijonais Norman is pretty hard to beat. No, wait, Storm Duck. I think it's Dijonais Norman.
Yeah, either way, it's a low seed coming out of here,
yeah,
for sure.
It's the 8 seed Dijonais Norman for me.
All right, Roth?
to me, like Storm Duck and Vinay Pimplay are the two that I would like to see. Either one of those, honestly, if one of those names makes it to the final four, I wouldn't be mad.
I have to say, I think it's a strong number one in Dr. Training and Outhouse.
Training and Outhouse is amazing. I think Storm Duck is so visual to me that it really, like, just have it on the brain.
I'm going to go an upset. I'm going to put Toga Bad Boy in the final four. Just because
it's a great name.
A solid option.
Because it's silly, but it's also badass, and you don't want to fuck around with the Toga Bad Boy. Greenwell, will you please take us through the Sithole Regional?
Oh, sure. So in the Sithole Regional, the one seed, Surrender Nada, goes against the 16 seed, Jonathan Anomaly. Surrender Nada is S-U-R-E-N-D-E-R. Jonathan Anomaly is what you would expect.
Just what it
Roth,
sounds like.
Roth, what do you think?
Oh, boy. Jonathan Anomaly is great. It's a little bit too Thomas Pynchon a name to me. Like, it's a little on the nose. Surrender Nada is pretty excellent.
Yeah, I like Surrender, too. Jonathan Anomaly, I want to combine him into Janomaly, would be much better. Surrender Nada is maybe the best possible online name to have.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get into a flame war with Surrender Nada because he's not going to give up shit.
It's right there. It does what it says on the box, man.
What if Jonathan goes by John, though? Because then he's John Anomaly.
John Anomaly? Yeah.
That's good.
No bad options there.
No.
John. What's next?
The 8 seed is Dr. Trent Artichoker, and the 9 seed is Voltaire Casino.
Beautiful.
That's great.
Truly. Great.
The best of all possible casinos.
What do you have, Drew?
I'll go with Dr. Trent Artichoker. Something about whenever there's a doctor prefix in these names, I don't know. I just love it.
No,
it just adds that little extra soupçon.
It always works. I find myself adding it. Like I'm adding like a, you know, there's a professor or a, you know, baron or a doctor ahead of the names. Just that's because I never stop improving.
The ideal is like a doctor and the fourth afterward.
Oh, yeah.
Storm Duck Esquire.
Yeah.
So wait, who do you have here, Roth?
I think Dr. Trent Artichoker is fantastic, but Voltaire Casino makes me very happy. That's what I'm doing.
All right. The 5 seed is Constantine with a K, Sepsis.
Oof.
And the 12 seed is Donald Bullcoming. Spelled like you would expect, Bullcoming.
Actually, that's not the way I would expect it to be spelled.
I was going to say.
God, all right.
You know what? It conjures the image that you would expect.
I work with teenagers. Roth, what do you got?
It's Donald. I'm sorry. I'm a child. I would love to tell you that. Yeah, that's Donald.
Donald Trump to change his name to Donald Bullcoming.
He does too. He doesn't even know it's an option.
I feel terrible for Constantine Sepsis for having a fatal medical condition as his last name.
It's true.
I feel bad. I want Donald Bullcoming to pull through on this one.
The 4 seed is Alpha Omega Nickelberry III.
Wow.
Versus the 13 seed, Nimrod Shmuel.
Shmuel.
What do you got, Drew?
Alpha Omega Nickelberry III. The third, again, if it were Dr. Alpha Omega Nickelberry III, that would be even better. But I'm not fucking around with that. That's great.
Yeah. Roth?
As much as I would love to, Nimrod Shmuel, I've decided is Jewish, so I should probably recuse myself.
No,
just decided that was one.
Wait,
never
you have
knows
to recuse yourself on all Jews?
Alpha Omega Nickelberry again is fantastic. Well, I don't want to be biased. This is a scientific process, and I don't think our listeners expect us to render a scientific outcome.
No, that's right.
It's Alpha Omega Nickelberry for me, though, the third.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the next matchup, and I'm just fucking dying.
It's the best.
This one is really good.
It's
the
so
sixth
good
seed is Prince. Shit.
All right, just focus. Focus on the name. Just think about the
it's
words.
Prince Howard Barbecue Yee. And I need to clarify that Prince Howard is all one word, and barbecue is like barbecue but has a random E in the middle. So Prince
barbecue.
Howard Barbecue Yee versus the 11 seed Pope Thrower.
Pope Thrower.
The Pope Thrower.
This is the mashup.
How do you, I mean, the idea, think about what it takes to bring down a Prince Howard Barbecue Yee. And that's Pope Thrower. That's what Pope Thrower's got.
You think Pope Thrower wins this?
Pope Thrower is one of the best combinations of words I've ever encountered. So yeah, I think they win it. I mean,
what about Prince Howard Barbecue Yee? I'm not sure you realize that was the opponent.
I know. I'm aware of it. It's a lot. I'm not want to make it sound easier than it is. But to me, Pope Thrower just can't beat it. Again, it's about the visual.
So mean
Storm Duck, ineffective superhero. Pope Thrower, you're just chucking that guy over a wall. All right,
Barbecue does it for me.
Wow, that's bold. Pope Thrower is so fucking great. There's no way. I mean, we'll go through the rest of the names, but.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. The next one. The 3 seed is Precious Orgy. Orgy is O-R-J-I. And the 14 seed is Bread of Life Fayopu.
Aw, Bread of Life is kind of a cute first
Bread
name.
Of Life
Precious
is
Orgy's
nice.
Great.
Yeah. I like names that are like 3 words, or like or at least that are more than like
yeah.
Prince Howard. A good example. Get that in as one word. Bread of Life is really good. I remember there's a guy that played for St. John's for a while named God's Gift Achua, and his first name had an apostrophe in it because his parents cared about grammar, and they wanted to render his name properly.
So who you got?
Oh, this is really good. I mean, Bread of Life Fayupu. Now that I've said it, really does deliver. The spelling of orgy is very funny to me. I think it's Precious Orgy.
Yeah, I think it's gotta be.
Gotta go chalk on this.
Bread of Life Fayupu would be a great defensive tackle for
yeah.
the
Yeah.
Ravens.
Oh, definitely.
What's next?
The 7 seed is Sharky Laguana. It looked like Sharky Laguna, but it's Laguana. And the 10 seed is Surreal Sparks. Surreal is S-U-R-E-A-L. Maybe it's Surreal. Surreal Sparks.
When I first read Grimo, I thought it was Sharky Lasagna, which was even better.
Yeah.
That'd be a winner.
Oh, my God. Yeah. If you had Sharky Lasagna going against Pope Thrower, holy shit.
Yeah, that's like it's just a level of violence that you wouldn't ordinarily encounter in this.
I'm putting Sharky ahead of Surreal Sparks.
I think I am, too, because Surreal Sparks has, again, a little bit too much of a, like, made up, you know, like, nom de whatever stripper. It doesn't seem right.
It's a very porny name.
It is extremely
porny.
It is
a stage
porny.
Name.
Yep. Speaking of which.
Lastly, the 2 seed is Deicide Huxtable, spelled like Deicide with an extra I. And
it's Deicide.
Deicide, killing God.
Oh, Deicide.
Yeah.
Oh, Deicide. Whoa. I just got that. Deicide Huxtable. Whoa, shit.
Not a crime that gets reported a lot.
And then the 15 seed is Harrison Treegoob. Treegoob didn't do it for me in print, but then when I read it aloud, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Ah, see, that's why you gotta say it. Deicide Huxtable.
Is good, but.
I wonder if they were a fan of The Cosby Show and the metal band Deicide as well.
I didn't know that was a metal band, but sure.
Yeah, it is. It's the his brother Cannibal Corpse Huxtable, one word. appears in the bracket later. To me, it's Treegoob, but just because Deicide Huxtable, again, has that kind of it's like a funny thing to make up, but it just looks like something that somebody would call themselves on Twitter or whatever.
I'll take Treegoob in the upset.
Why not?
Sure, why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I also want Treegoob.
So then who's the favorite? Who's your favorite of this region, Greenwell?
This is really tough. And I think you guys were idiots for choosing against this guy in the first round. But I'm going to take Prince Howard Barbecue Yee to win it all.
Wow.
Well, win the region.
Wow. Well, don't pick him to win it all. You haven't gone through
the
rest
of the bracket. Win the region.
Yet.
Win the region.
The nerve. Roth?
I don't want to be too contrary here, but and not to continue to relitigate the 6-11 matchup. But yeah, it's Pope Thrower for me. Like, think about it. Think about somebody throwing the Pope. There you go.
I keep visualizing somebody just chucking the Pope.
Yeah, like over
like his hat off.
Into a basket, over a wall, wherever you would throw a Pope.
Just lobbing him like a grenade.
The idea of it just being like being lobbed in a sort of a like maybe a father-son scenario, just chucking the old Pope around. It's good.
Yeah, I picture Randall Tex Cobb doing it. Let's take a break and come back with the other 2 regions.
Yeah. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We're back. Roth, will you please take us through the Dragon Wagon Regional?
Nothing.
Here would... I go reading ahead again.
I know. I can tell what you're laughing at because I'm doing it too. It would be my honor. Dragon Wagon Region, the 116 matchup, first seeded Jizya Shorts, J-I-Z-Y-H, taking on number 16 seeds, winner of the SWAC, Smart Chibuzo.
Smart Chibuzo has great rhythm.
It really does.
I mean, it can't beat the one seed here, but it's a lovely name.
Yeah. Jizya Shorts has a, it's got that special something.
I don't even want to say it.
I think that's a made up name.
Oh, like, 100%.
I think that's someone who wants to be a member of Onyx or something like that.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily, because he hurry up and give me the microphone before I. Right.
Busted my pants.
Yeah, there it is. That's the classic Sticky Fingers imitation that made Drew famous. Yep. 8-seeded Syndronica Red against 9-seeded Corey Fast Lane, fast spelled P-H-A-S-T. It's a three-part name.
That's great.
I like fast with that spelling quite a bit.
Also fake, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, the fast part is a choice.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's
I mean,
not,
all names are a choice.
I mean,
ultimately.
But it seems like a parental choice. It's not like the, you know, he didn't call himself like change my name to Checkout Lane or whatever.
No, he changed that when he was like 16. He was like, I'm going to be Corey Fastlane. I think it's got to be Syndronica Red because I don't trust Corey. Sorry, Corey.
Syndronica is pretty good. That's a kind of a 90s band name.
I'll go with Corey Fastlane. Because Corey Lane's a normal name, but then the fast just really.
Yeah,
really juices it up, gives it a little extra gasoline right there.
Right, it's not a nickname; it's the name. It's the whole thing. Anyway, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you, Megan. It's not worth it. We've got a 5-12 matchup to get to, so if you don't mind,
call me fast.
I'm thinking of what the Fast and the Furious poster would look like if both were spelled with PHs, and I think it would be good. All right,
what's next?
5-seeded Charles Zeta Waddles. Against 12-seeded Tupac Izmi. Really thought he would disguise his identity better after faking his own depth.
Right.
Tupac Izmi is beautiful to me.
Charles Zeta is just, that's tonally beautiful, though.
It is, too. Especially because it's like, if you want to name your child after, like, a beloved relative named Charles, you are not wanting for options.
No.
And yet you still decided to take, the hardest possible route.
But also a name that is a sentence, Charlzetta Waddles.
It's true. Yeah,
you know?
It does.
Like, that's just beautiful.
Yep. It's that visual element that you need. Drew, do you have a winner there?
I guess I go with Tupac is me. I was like Tupac, it's almost like it me. I don't know what's right
yeah.
about that. But Charlzetta Waddles sounds like a garden club event. So I'll go with Tupac is me.
Charlzetta is like a gated community outside of Macon, Georgia or whatever.
Right now, not holding up the way the Sithole Regional did. That was a powerhouse regional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets better. All right. Number 4-seeded Candy Button Disco. I said,
I do love this.
13-seeded General Booty.
General Booty.
This is
General
tough.
Booty's almost too easy. Almost like a layup.
Noun is a great name construct.
Yeah.
Like, here are three things I like. Yeah. Candy, buttons, and disco.
Keep it coming.
Why not name my child? Oh, General Booty, though.
General Booty is fantastic, especially because he could be related to, like, Booty seems like the sort of name where you're like, well, no, that's fake, too. But it's not. You know,
no,
there have been
Booty's
John David Booty played in the NFL during our lifetime.
Oh, yeah. And Josh Booty, too.
Yeah.
Who did not
These
play
are
the
both
NFL.
Real, I think.
Yeah. Or one of them, I don't know. Yeah, Josh, one of them, and Josh played baseball briefly. Anyway, respect all of them. Let's move on. Pixie Fuhrmeister is the sixth seed. Hard to say that. Fuhrmeister. And the 11th seeded is Sibo Flemister, or possibly Cabo. C'BO.
Interesting.
Flemister.
Sibo.
Or Chubbo.
Yeah, could be. It's hard to say.
Like ciabatta.
Flemister is a good last name. It always is. There was a Flemister in the NFL for a while, right?
Zaron Flemister.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
Yep.
Maybe this is his son or daughter. Hard to say.
Somehow I doubt that.
I think that the real, the stacked names are further down in the in this particular bracket. We got Clitorius Aretha Fry, three seed, against 14th seeded Raimundo Mundo.
Raimundo Mundo. Clitorius is a filthy name.
Clitorius Aretha is just really strong to me.
It is.
I really enjoy that.
It's like a child trying to like read an anatomy chart, just sort of being like, yeah, all right, close enough. Mm-hmm. Let's move on.
Jerry Seinfeld screaming it out of a window, Clitorius!
the Clitorius B.I.G. There's a lot of them. Moving on. Cash Kinghorn against Como Pronk.
Wait, is it Como or is it Corno?
Corno.
Oh, it's Corno. Even better.
It's Corno.
Corno Pronk.
Corno Pronk is also good.
Corno is
Cash
fucking
Kinghorn.
Great.
Cash Kinghorn is a very minor league baseball name.
Yes.
So is Corno Pronk, to be honest.
I love Corno Pronk.
Corno Pronk really is good. I'm sorry I mispronounced it. Corno Pronk. No disrespect intended.
No, that's
I love Corno
good.
Pronk. It's my favorite Star Wars character.
Yeah, it's good. That was the lady that sang in the Cantina Band, if I remember correctly. And then my favorite name in this bracket, because I did read down while I was talking. I can see that Drew's also read ahead. Second seed, Happy Campire. Against 15th seeded Bubba Buckaloo.
That's a great name, too.
Oh, God. Bubba Buckaloo is very strange to me because I have a lot of pet names for my dog.
Yeah, it seems like something you'd call your dog.
Well, but I actually call my dog both of these names. Never together, but
really?
I call him Bubba and I call him Buckaloo sometimes. Yeah.
Buckaloo.
Yeah. Like, usually, I think it's spun off of Pugaloo. He's a pug.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like any weird combination of syllables. But that makes Bubba Buckaloo a sentimental favorite.
Definitely like
to
a pet owner thing where you wind up in this bizarre like Cockney rhyming slang space where you're like, I don't remember
yeah.
how I got to that. Like
yeah.
it's five things ago. There's another language involved.
Nor do I remember his actual name
yeah.
because I'm too busy calling him random
Doesn't matter.
Shit.
He goes where you tell him to go. Happy Campire. Can we spend a moment with it? Campire spelled like vampire, but with a K, so that's for quality.
With a K, too.
Yeah, just extremely pleasing to read.
This one, unlike one of the ones I was talking about before, works better read, I think, than aloud. Happy Campire, the rhythm is off to me.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, to me, like, it depends how you say it, because you could say it so that it's a joke on Happy Camper, which it sort of is.
Right.
Or you can say it so that you're hitting the campfire part harder, so you're imagining just a very campy vampire. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, whatever. And neither one of them is bad. To me, like, this is, again, the mark of a good name, the capacity for multiple interpretations.
Mm. I'm such a dope, because I didn't even get the camper play on words until you just said it, so.
Well, I mean, your mind goes first to the idea of a vampire because, again, we're as we've established multiple times throughout this podcast, Drew and I are both 8-year-old boys.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on in this name. It's fantastic to me.
Yeah, it's like Krusty the Clown being a vampire. Tonight they're going to suck your blood.
Children. Megan, who comes out of this bracket for you?
It's not going to be a popular pick, but...
Is it ever?
Pronk it.
Oh, I forgot about Pronk. Shit. I still think it's Candy Button Disco. I love Now, Now, Noun.
I'm with Greenwell. I have
really?
Candy Button Disco. Yeah. It's like my favorite indie album.
Exactly.
There's a Lemonheads record that has a very similar name, if I remember correctly.
I was about to say the New Pornographers had it coming out, but yeah, close enough.
There's a record called Candy Button Cloth by...
really?
Yeah, by the Lemonheads.
There you go.
And there's Candy Apple Gray by Husker Du.
True. That would make more sense. Anyway, it's Happy Campire to me. You guys can get fucked, although I do respect your opinion.
Fair enough. All right, we'll take a break and come back with the final bracket.
We'll be right back. Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
We're back with the final region of the bracket. This is the crotch tangle regional. Greenwell, your number one seed is ecclesiastical Denzel Washington going against the 16 seed Jamario Charleston. Jamario is spelled G-apostrophe-M-A-R-O. It could be Gamario, but against ecclesiastical Denzel Washington, the formidable one seed Greenwell. Who you got?
I mean, you got it. That's a one seed in a walkover. Yeah. Like, ecclesiastical? That's perfect even without Denzel Washington.
It's really, the Denzel thing is just like a little bonus they threw in for free. Like, that's kind of, this is the meat lover's pizza of names. Like, they're just really laying it on. That's an absolute home run to me.
It's even more unfortunate for him if he says, call me ED. Yeah. That doesn't go over well either.
No way out.
Roth, the eighth seed, is Chastity Gooch Fant.
It certainly is.
Going against ninth seed, Mustafa Tuna. Chastity Gooch Fant is killing me.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love it. I love the hyphen. I love the fact that it improves after you see Gooch. which is, you don't take anything away. Mustafa Tuna is also delightful. It's great. But yeah, it's Chastity Gooch Fant to me.
Bruno, I was reading it at first as Gooch Fruit, which is even worse.
Yeah.
Who do you like the best?
I don't know. Yeah, it's got to be Chastity. Chastity's real good. Gooch.
Well, here's a hard one for you. The 5-seed Paisley Boney, the 4th, going against the 12-seed Bear Spiker. Oh, these ones that are active sentences or descriptions of like an occupation are killing me.
What if it's Bear Spiker versus Pope Thrower?
That's what I'm thinking.
That's extremely good.
That's basically like the opening act on a, like, wouldn't you see those like festival posters and it's like Vampire Weekends at the top and then you go all the way down to the bottom and the really little type? It's like Bear Spiker and Pope Thrower are both playing at like 2 in the afternoon on Thursday.
Paisley Boney, the 4th,
Pope Thrower is a horror
though.
Movie I would watch.
Yeah, it is.
Who do you got, Greenwell?
Well, the double Y's on Paisley Boney are very good to me.
Yeah.
Plus the number. I got to go with Paisley.
I read it as Paisley Boner, and I'm still reading it as Paisley Boner.
That's a choice.
I'm
the
a girl
fourth.
Man. The fourth.
Paisley, there are definitely like 14 first graders in Brooklyn named Paisley.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, born right after Prince passed, and his parents are like, you know, I think this would be a nice gesture.
Yeah.
Ninja, this is your new sister, Paisley.
Roth, the 4-seed is Alprentice Von Slotten going against the 13-seed Dermot Smurfit. And Smurfit, Smurfit really is spelled S-M-U-R-F-I-T. So,
yeah.
Oh, it sounds like a game where you turn things into Smurfs.
Yep.
Smurfit.
Well, it sounds like it's fuck it, but in Smurfies. You know?
Yeah, that is. That's like what it would be like on The Good Place. It's Dermot Smurfit to me.
Definitely
fantastic
Dermot Smurfit.
These are actually, this bracket's names are better than the other ones.
That's true.
There's some end alliteration to Dermot Smurfit that just makes it sing,
yep.
I think, Greenwell.
Mm-hmm.
So Greenwell, she's still processing it.
Yeah, you have
no, sorry. No, I was agreeing. Sorry, I was reading ahead again. Dermot Smurfit
it's a lot
for
to
me.
Take in. You have to sit with Dermot Smurfit for a moment.
You really do.
Savor.
I mean, I don't want to not give credit to Alprentis von Slatten, but it is definitely Dermot Smurfit in a solid 13-4 upset.
And how about this one? It's the 6-seed Steel Fortress going against the 11-seed Shaky Sherpa.
Shaky Sherpa. You hate to see it.
Greenwell, who you got?
You got to go with Shaky Sherpa. It's just beautiful. That's also an indie band name.
It is. It's also unfortunate for Steel Fortress because you can see his parents, I'm assuming it's a he, the thought process is clearly we're going to give our kid the most impregnable name possible. And yet it's still, you know, even a Steel Fortress can be taken down by a Shaky Sherpa if the circumstances are right. And I think this is proof of that.
The 3-seed.
This one's really good.
The CC 3-seed Greenwell is Reverend Pix Butt.
Reverend.
So you know Pix is P-I-X. That's the first name, and Butt is Butt. And then the 14th seed is Kermit Sprinkles. So. Oh, seems God. Like a cakewalk, but not quite.
Not quite.
You cannot overestimate Sprinkles.
I have to go with the upset and go with Kermit Sprinkles. It's just beautiful. It's melodious. I love it.
It's a really very difficult choice. Kermit Sprinkles is fantastic, and I don't want to take anything away from it. But we were talking earlier about how anytime you can modify a name with an honorific of some kind, Pixbutt is good. Reverend Pixbutt, I mean, virtually unbeatable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Butt. The 7-seed is Jerquarius Spivey. It's a 10-seed Lionel Pippin. Pippin is spelled P-I-M-P-I-N.
Spelled like it
as
sounds.
As you would expect, yes.
So anyway, is Lionel Pippin easy, Roth?
I mean, you don't hear it. It's gotta be Lionel Pippin. Gorilla Pippin on the game. And again, Jorquarius, fantastic. Lionel Pimpin, again, layers, that could be what, when you're really dressing up your model train set, you could call it that. There's a lot there, there's a lot to unpack, and the more you look at it, the more it unfolds.
Greenwell?
Yeah, I agree. Lionel Pimpin is just, it's just a beautiful thing. Spivey is such a good last name, though.
It is. Remember Junior Spivey?
Yeah, shit.
That was a guy.
That
right
was
there.
A guy, yeah.
I remember Drexel Spivey from True Romance. So.
Yes, that is true. That's a very, very Quentin Tarantino name. He wants everybody to be named that, and also to like only talk about like Lone Ranger movies from the 50s.
It ain't what boy day. Finally, the last matchup. It's the 2-seed Greenwell Telesport Putt Savage against 15-seed Joel Official, and it's just so you know, it's like L'Oreal L'apostrophe and then the word official, so it's Joel Official.
I have a friend whose last name is this last name, although it's
really
with an E, L'Official. Probably. Right? Yeah.
And his name is Pete L'Official. So I can't vote for Joe because that's no better than Pete, and Pete's my friend. Hi, Pete. So the answer is obviously Telesport Put Savage.
Yeah, I was going to say Telesport. You don't need to explain your process here. Right, the guy's name is Telesport Put Savage.
Yeah, no,
that's
right.
An easy vote. I think it's Telesport for me too. Although I do want to, you know, just put in a special note for how satisfying, again, L'Official on the page is to read.
It's very nice.
Yeah, now you pronounce it L'Official. It just sounds like a normal name to me. But I'm going to put it ahead because I'm going to pronounce it Joe L'Official.
There he is. It's your show, man. Do what you want.
Greenwell, who's the who comes out of this region, this very competitive region?
It comes down to Dermot Smurfit and Telesport Put Savage. And I think on a buzzer beater, it's Dermot Smurfit.
Dermot Smurfit is really good. Lionel Pimpin is insanely good. Chastity Gooch Fant is something that I'm going to be saying
really
to myself all day long. I feel like I'm underrating ecclesiastical Denzel Washington, but this is not, you know, whatever. I gotta follow my heart on this one, and that's Chastity Gooch Fant.
I respect
it. Yeah, 1-seeds kind of get short shrift in the tournament because you don't want to pick the 1-seed, but the 1-seeds are strong, man.
Yeah. I mean, the track record on ecclesiastical Denzel Washington is unfadable. And again, it's another one that continues to get better the more you look at it.
I will also go with Chastity Gooch Fant because I'm 6 years old. Yep. And I'll put
that respect.
So let's come back and let's do our final four.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, Deadcasters? You know that terrible feeling on a Sunday night of impending doom of the upcoming work week? When you sit there and think to yourself, did I spend too much money over the weekend? Wait a minute. Did I actually send that text message? Shit. Did I drink too much? Yeah, I definitely drank too much. I call these Sunday scaries. Terrible, terrible feeling on a Sunday night. But guess what we got? Sunday Scary Gummies. They provide a calm, clean sense of relief and mild euphoria. Sunday Scaries are healthy, non-habit-forming remedy for dealing with life's little nuances. These CBD gummies are custom formulated with a 10 milligram blend of broad-spectrum isolate CBDs, as well as vitamin B12 and D3 for mood boosters. Sunday Scaries can be ordered online from our website, sundayscaries.com, and shipped directly to your front door. Get a subscription package and we'll cut you a deal. And right now, my dear Deadcasters, you can buy Sunday Scaries with a 15% discount and free shipping at sundayscaries.com using the promo code SUNDAYSPIN. Again, go to sundayscaries.com and use the promo code SUNDAYSPIN. That's SUNDAYSPIN. We'll hook you up with a 15% discount and free shipping. Do it. You're a winner. You'll feel great. Have a great week.
All right, we're back. Let's wrap it up. We got a final four. So I'm going to, if I could, recap. Because Roth, who did you have coming out of the Bulltron regional? I had Toka Bad Boy.
I believe I had Storm Duck.
Mm-hmm.
You had Storm Buck and you had Storm Duck.
Storm Duck.
Bruno, you had Deshanae's Norman, if I recall. Is that correct?
Yep. Yes.
Shout out to Ariberto Popcan, though, for making an effort. In the Sithole regional, the Immortal Pope Thrower is, of course, my choice, and I believe Roth's.
Yes.
But,
1,000 times yes.
Greenwell, you had him going out in the first round to Prince Powered Barbecue Yee.
I do.
Correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. And then we're going to the Dragon Wagon Regional. Wow, just your shorts. Just looking at it again. Greenwell and I both had Candy Button Disco, but I believe Roth had Happy Campfire. Is that right?
Yeah.
Cornel Pronk really Cornel getting
Pronk
robbed
is great.
There.
Yeah, that was a legendary 2-7 second round matchup.
And then finally from the Crotch Jangle regional, the impregnable Crotch Jangle regional, I had Chastity Gooch Fant and so did Roth. Greenwell, who did you have?
I had Dermot Smurfit.
The legendary Dermot Smurfit. Who is your name of the year, Greenwell?
Shit. My name of the year is... I don't know. I
Roth,
think it's,
who's your name of the year?
It's Pope Thrower.
It's Greenwell?
Fucking, it's the Pope Thrower.
I think it's Prince Howard Barbecue Yee.
Right.
I think that's the championship matchup in the first round.
I just want to say I find it very compelling that one first round matchup bore two finalists.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
That's why that's why they play the games, though.
I respect Prince Barbecue Yee, but I will have Pope Thrower as my name of the year. I just love it so much. It's just
best. It's a good band name, and it's an even better person name.
I'm confused why Bear Spiker didn't get more love from you two if Pope Thrower gets it all.
Just a bad matchup.
Okay.
Because it's funnier to throw a Pope than it is to spike a bear.
Yeah.
I disagree on that.
And also, Bear Spiker, again, like... It on its merits, it's terrific. But he's going up against Paisley Boney IV in the very first round. I mean, that's like, I don't know. It's tough. It's unfair. I think if you put Bear Spiker in a different bracket.
Hear me out, Greenwell. What if it were Pope Spiker and Bear Thrower? What's the better name?
I like them less than the other way around.
There's something about throwing.
I don't know.
A
Pope Thrower's not totally doing it for me.
This was the same thing last year, too.
Yeah.
You were kind of like, I don't understand what's so funny about, like, Professor Nikolai Fart.
Well, and
we were
both like, because I'm not an eighth grade boy.
Yeah, right. I know. Like, well, there you go.
Yeah. I'm very sophisticated.
I think you cracked the case. But, yeah, whatever. Like, Pope Thrower is going to be keeping me warm through the next couple months. I'm happy to know it.
Barbecue.
I looked, and Prince Howard Barbecue Yee is from Maine. He went to the same high school in Portland that my father-in-law did.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, wow, luck. You might know him.
Yeah, I probably, yeah, we've seen him around.
Oh, you're from Maine.
Wait,
do you know
there's
this
collusion.
Guy?
Yeah, there's, he went to,
yeah, you're picking against a dude you know.
No, it's not about that. I don't personally know Prince Howard Barbecue Yee. You know,
actually, he's my cousin.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's tough.
Conflict of interest.
I don't even.
This show is produced by executive director of audio, Mondana Mafidi. We featured music by Corbin Hayes. The episode is mixed by the one and only Jamie Collazo. Got a question you want to send us? Send a voice note or email to deadcast@deadspin.com or tweet us using the hashtag deadcast. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Panoply, NPR One, or else you get your podcasts. My thanks to the committee for a fabulous bracket. And my thanks to you, Greenwell and Roth, for breaking it down in cordial and fair judgment.
My honor as always.
We are thrilled.
We'll see you guys around. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.